Lesson 24. David the King. Then came all the tribes of Israel to David, and they anointed David king over Israel. The aim: to show how God's promise to David that he should be king was fulfilled. In all his troubles, David learned to rely on God. In the Psalms, he writes of the faith which helped him to wait patiently for God to rescue him. Some of these Psalms are 34, 54, 56, 57, 59, and 63. It is good for us to learn this lesson of faith and trust in God, and reading those Psalms will help us to do so. David is crowned King of Judah. David was now 30 years old and had learned many valuable lessons, both as a young shepherd looking after his father's sheep, and after that as a soldier and leader of men. God had sent Samuel to anoint David king more than 10 years before, so it was to God that David now turned for advice. "Shall I go up into any of the cities of Judah?" he asked, and God told him to go to Hebron. At last, his days of exile from his own country and the hillsides of Bethlehem, which he had loved as a lad, were over. So David came to Hebron with his family, and the men who had remained faithful to him over the years, when he had fled from Saul. There at Hebron, the men of Judah anointed him king over Judah. God had already shown that this was the man he had chosen, when he sent Samuel to anoint him at his father's house. Young David had only been a shepherd boy then. Now Judah had a God-fearing and courageous king, one who had learned faith, patience, kindness, and wise leadership during the troubled days of his exile. For 7 years and 6 months, David ruled Judah, but the other tribes refused to have him as their king. Abner, Saul's uncle, had tried to keep the rest of Israel together by making Saul's son Ishbosheth king. Finally, when Abner died, all the tribes came to David and asked him to be their king too. They remembered that he had been the one who had led them out of battle against the Philistines, and also that God had anointed him king. So David was anointed king, and all Israel was united under him. At last, his patient waiting for God to fulfill his purpose was rewarded. Jerusalem, David's royal city. David must now choose the place where he would set his throne. Without hesitation, he chose Jerusalem. At that time, it was called Jebus, because it was held by the Jebusites, one of the Canaanite nations whom God had told Israel to destroy. For a long time, the city had defied the armies of Israel. Joshua had slain its king, but had not conquered the city. Long before Joshua, Melchizedek, priest of the Most High God, who blessed Abraham, had lived in this city, which at that time was called Salem. David wanted it for his royal city and for a place of rest for the Ark of the Covenant, which the children of Israel had carried with them on their wanderings through the wilderness many years before. Jebus was built on a hill and protected by high walls, and so the Jebusites felt quite safe there. When they saw David's army coming, they laughed. Even the blind and the lame could defend their city, they boasted. David was not deterred. He would make the man who was brave enough to break into the city and take it for him captain over his army. Then Joab, one of the bravest of David's soldiers, made his way secretly into the city through an underground tunnel, which brought water up into the city from the spring Gihon outside. It was a long tunnel, ending in a narrow shaft like a well. They went straight up into the fortress above. It was certainly very difficult and very dangerous, but Joab succeeded and was appointed captain over David's army. God was with David as before, and they captured the city from the Jebusites. From that time on, it was called Zion, the city of David. David built a palace for himself there and many other buildings, and David went on and grew great, and Yahweh God of hosts was with him. Tragedy through ignoring God's word. Since his return from the Philistines, the Ark of the Covenant had never been put back in its proper place in the tabernacle. David knew how important it was for the nation to worship God in the way he had appointed. He now wished to give the Ark a special place in Jerusalem, and so he made a new tent for it on Mount Zion. Then he asked the help of all the leaders of Israel to bring the Ark to Zion. A new cart was made especially for the purpose of carrying it. The sons of Abinadab, Uzzah, Ahio, drove the cart out of their father's house in a procession towards Jerusalem. And David and all Israel played before God with all their might, and with singing, and with harps, and with psalteries, and with timbrels, and cymbals, and with trumpets. It was a very special occasion. On the way, the oxen stumbled, and Uzzah put out his hand to steady the ark. It was quite a natural thing to do, but it was totally forbidden that anyone should touch it. Instantly, God struck Uzzah, and he died. You can imagine how the singing and dancing suddenly stopped. The people were shocked and afraid that such a thing should happen in the midst of their rejoicing. David was horrified. What had gone wrong? God smote Uzzah because he put his hand to the ark. According to God's law, no one must touch the ark but the sons of Aaron. In their eagerness to bring the ark to Zion, everyone had forgotten one vital thing: to find out from the book of the law what God's special instructions were. The ark should not have been carried on a cart at all, not even on a new one especially made for it. The ark had been especially designed by God with rings for poles so that it could be carried upon the shoulders of the Levites. Uzzah's death was a warning to everyone of the importance of holiness and of the need to learn and do the will of God. The ark is safely installed. At the next attempt, about 3 months later, all went well because God's word had been consulted and was obeyed. This time, the Levites of the family of Kohath carried the ark, as Moses commanded according to the word of Yahweh. It was brought to Mount Zion and placed in the tent David had specially prepared. All Israel rejoiced with singing and dancing. As soon as the ark was safely installed, David offered sacrifices to God and blessed the people. He wanted everyone to share his feeling of joy that day and presented everyone, men and women alike, with a gift of food before they went home. Lesson for us. Times of trouble teach us how much we need God. We are so thankful to have our God to turn to. Some troubles teach us to commit our way unto Yahweh, trust also in Him. They teach us to rely on Him for help and protection, and that is just what God wants us to do. Paul said that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Only in times of tribulation, that is, stress and trouble, do we really appreciate all His goodness and have our characters developed in godliness. But it is not only in times of trouble and sadness that we must turn to Him. God wants us to turn to Him as well in times of happiness and rejoicing. If David had first looked at God's word and learned what God had wanted, the procession to Jerusalem with the ark the first time would have been happy all the way. David learned, and so did all Israel, that joy and happiness can only come when our ways are in harmony with God. Let us remember, then, to read God's word every day and make sure we know what we must do to please Him, as well as to seek help and guidance and comfort. Additional notes. David waited many years from his anointing until at last he was proclaimed king. He showed great patience, even when his life was in danger, as it was many times. He trusted that God would do all He had promised, but in his own time. David's great descendant, Jesus Christ, also waited long and patiently for God to fulfill his promises. God had promised before his birth that he would give him the throne of his father David, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. He lived a perfect life and suffered a cruel death, never doubting that God would fulfill these promises. he now sits at God's right hand in heaven, awaiting that appointed time when God will send him to receive his kingdom and throne and to rule over the whole world. David knew that God had chosen Jerusalem as a place to put his name. Yahweh had chosen Zion. He had desired it for his habitation. This was why David was so anxious to take Jerusalem from the Jebusites and to bring the Ark of God to rest there. David made Jerusalem his capital city, and the Lord Jesus Christ later called it the city of the great king. It is from Jerusalem that Christ will rule the world. People from all nations will go up to Jerusalem to worship and to learn God's laws. The return of Jews to the land of Israel, and especially to Jerusalem, reminds us that the time of Christ's coming is very near. What greater happiness can we have than to live in the kingdom of God on the earth, with the Lord Jesus Christ as a wise and just king, showing mercy and kindness to all people? Psalm 72 describes many of the blessings of that kingdom. If we read God's word and believe it heartily, we will enjoy all the blessings of that kingdom of God on earth.